27 wildest days, day 22. I was about 14 years old, and a lot was changing really fast. I'm not talking about hormones or zits or angst or any of the stuff I sailed through at the time without ever having issues about it. I'm talking about real changes like a new school and system and friends and different architecture and air and food and beds. It was a boarding school. I'd been to one before and loved it. You would have loved it too. Huge grounds, lots of games and sports, and living with friends. And duvets. My first duvet was at boarding school, I am 90% sure. So, lots of changes between that boarding school and this new one. The curriculum included religious education, which went further into indoctrination into the Protestant Church. I was okay with that. If you did the course and got confirmed, what a great word. You had more options on certain Sundays as to which church service you could attend. Bye-bye. This was the main attraction. So we all got confirmed. Of course we did. We weren't stupid. As part of the confirmation process, our houses were visited by the school chaplain, who was a fascinating man with a somewhat separate air about him and an accent that was hard to place. He'd lived in Chile for years, way back, and had a different vibe. We liked him. These visits involved a one-to-one chat to see how the confirmation course was going. I found myself telling him it had been an enlightening experience. It had not. I warmed to my theme and told him I'd been praying and it had been a big help. I had not, so obviously there'd been no help at all. I have no idea why I said these things. We were just trained to tell people what we thought they wanted to hear. For some years, for example, I told people I loved working in teams. I hate teams and thrive on my own. I normally destroy teams if put into them. But looking back, that was the first time I spoke about prayer, and since then, on occasion, I have at least considered the joy available to someone who can pray.